The mayors of at least 30 cities, including Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Pittsburgh, are planning to present a plan to the United Nations to meet the targets in the Paris Climate Accord that President Trump decided to pull out of. Tesla CEO Elon Musk and Walt Disney CEO Robert Iger said they would leave White House advisory councils after the decision. The president made an economic case for leaving the agreement, and joining us now is an economist who sees things differently. Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary under President Clinton and President Emeritus of Harvard University. He also served as one of President Obama's chief economic advisors. Larry Summers, welcome back.
Glad to be with you.
And what was your initial reaction to President Trump pulling the United States out of the Paris Agreement?
I was horrified. There are occasionally moments that signify very big things. When the United States voted down the League of Nations, that was one of those things. And it's at least possible that this will be remembered as the day that the President of the United States signaled that the United States was going to be taking a very different attitude towards the global system than it has since the Second World War. The 75 years since the Second World War have been the best period for mankind in terms of prosperity created, in terms of peace maintained, and the best period for the United States as well on those dimensions. And this action represents a dramatic change in strategy, and that is very dangerous. We will live in a poorer, more dangerous, and less safe world as a consequence of today's action. I believe it's the biggest U.S. foreign policy error since the Iraq War, and its consequences will be of even longer duration.
What about what the president said, though, about possibly negotiating some new agreement?
It's a crude fiction. 190 countries who reached an agreement that we just wantonly withdraw from because we want to are very unlikely to negotiate a new agreement with us. If every international agreement is up for grabs and open for renegotiation at all times, there never will be an international system with international agreements. We will not have our current president forever, and I suspect at some point the United States will rejoin the 190 nations and break off its partnership with Syria and Nicaragua, which is what we're now in, by rejecting this agreement.
One of the cases that the president made in pulling the United States out of the agreement was that he believes it would hurt U.S. jobs. He believes the U.S. is subsidizing developing countries too much. And then he said this about the idea of using more renewable energy. He says it's not sufficient to grow the economy. Let's listen.
At 1% growth, renewable sources of energy can meet some of our domestic demand. But at 3 or 4% growth, which I expect, we need all forms of available American energy, or our country will be at grave risk of brownouts and blackouts. Our businesses will come to a halt in many cases.
How do you respond to that, Larry Summers?
President's comments are nonsense. The United States isn't going to grow at 3 to 4% over a sustained period. The only times in its history when it did were moments when the adult population was growing far faster than it is now. We've never had 3 years in a row of growth per member of adult population as fast as he's predicting for seven. The Paris Agreement doesn't stop us from using fossil fuels. And so if we were to grow, we might have a bit higher energy prices, but there's nothing that would necessitate brownouts and blackouts. And the truth is that renewable energy is the future already. The renewable energy sector is 4 or 5 times as large in terms of jobs as the coal sector. And by shutting ourselves off from that, limiting our ability to export, we're doing far more damage than any gain that could come. The president's claim is based on a fictional forecast and a contrived and inaccurate economic analysis. It will not stand scrutiny by any serious observer.
One more thing while we have you. Are you expecting the tax cut package that President Trump has been promising to actually happen?
I'd bet against it because rationality will prevail. Our problem, what's holding back American business, is not a cost of capital caused by high taxes. The problem is lack of investment opportunity. And that's what we need to work on, whether it's with infrastructure, whether it's with strengthening our workforce, whether it's with raising the level of demand in the economy, whether it's by promoting exports. It's not high costs of capital caused by taxation that are holding businesses back. If that was what was holding businesses back, you'd expect to see a weak stock market. And that's certainly not what we have.
That's Larry Summers, former U.S. Treasury Secretary and President Emeritus of Harvard University. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us.
Good to be with you. Thanks a lot.